to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan in snowy New York City. Connor Green, he's producing. I will be with you. This is a supersize, folks. 5 big hours of the program. It means I need you. I'm here to keep you company. Stay inside while it's snowing. You keep me company at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Or you can hit me up on X on Twitter, at L. Rubenson, WFAN, and join the program that way. Great guests for you and a lot of fun questions and topics. But we start, of course, with hockey, with Team USA, men's and women's hockey, winning gold medals. And today, a day that will live in history. If I say to you, 1980, that's all I really have to say. I say 1980, I say Miracle on Ice. I say, do you believe in miracles? February 22nd, 1980. I say 1980, and you know what I mean. I mean, the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team, Lake Placid, and the last time that the United States of America won a gold medal in men's Olympic hockey. 46 years to the day. And now, February 22nd, Sunday, 2026. Forever, this men's hockey team, this will always be the year that our men and women in Olympic hockey, gold medals over Canada, beat their rivals. And maybe hockey is Canada's sport. They've dominated. Best in the world. But this game was not a miracle. This year, this tournament, not a miracle that our team won. And you can make a case. You tell me. Light up the phone. Hit me up on Twitter. Did the best team win? Because I see that as a topic. It's bubbling up over social media. You can see and hear comments from some of the Canadian players who felt they were the better team. And there's a case for it. You can make that argument. We'll break it down and look at it both ways. But nothing changes that today goes down in history, just like 46 years ago. And when I say the names to you, Herb Brooks, Jim Craig, Mike Arruzioni, Jim Craig, the goalie, wrapped a flag, an American flag, wrapped around himself as he skated along that ice. And now it's going to be Connor Hellebuck. Now it's going to be Jack Hughes. Now it's going to be Austin Matthews as the captain. And those are names that years from now, we're going to talk about. We're going to remember how we felt when Jack Hughes, 24-year-old Jack Hughes, New Jersey Devil Jack Hughes, we're going to remember how we felt when he scored the golden goal in overtime to clinch that game 2-1 over Canada. And we're going to remember Connor Hellebuck. He'll have a place in history. What he did in this tournament, and in particular in this game on Sunday, turning away 41 of 42 shots on goal from a Canadian team that, let's just be honest, at 5-on-5 strength, full strength, 5-on-5, for most of this game, the Canadians controlled the action. They controlled the puck. They controlled the game. Game started out. We looked okay. We looked strong. Early goal. Terrific goal. We'll get into that. Baldy with a acrobatic type. I mean, just incredible goal. But after that, And for most of the second period, the entire second period, and most of the third period, until the end, when suddenly Jack Hughes, the penalty, the high sticking, he gave up two teeth, parts of two teeth, for this Olympic gold medal. The penalty, and then the Americans, of course, coming back with their own penalty, and then a second for a 5-on-3, and had to fight off a perfect penalty kill for the Americans in this Olympics. Incredible. 18 for 18. And, but yet, there it was, 5-on-5. Can't deny, for most of this game. It felt like the Canadians, the Canadian team felt like they were on a power play when they were even strength. Outshot Team USA. If Team Canada had 42 shots on goal, the U.S. team, here, let me grab that stat. Yeah, U.S. team with 28 shots on goal. 42-28. And the dominance, you know, it closed a little bit between, you know, at the end there, a little, I don't know, it felt like even more than that, honestly. Some of it being that the Canadians were missing shots, you know, taking some shots that that were, you know, just missing opportunities. But the reason, when you ask the question, who's the better team, and you hear Canadian players feel that they were, and I get it. I understand why they would. Nathan MacKinnon said, when asked, he told reporters, you be the judge of who was the better team today. So, obviously, that's how he felt, that Team Canada was the better team. But here's why the U.S. has the gold medal and why they were the better team. Is that hockey is not just 5-on-5. It's 6-on-6. And of course, then there's power plays and shorthanded and all of that. But, and in overtime, it's 3-on-3. But that goalie, Connor Hellebuyck, you know, we use the expression that a goalie stood on his head out there to make stops. And we use the expression that a team got, quote unquote, goal lead. That they should have or could have or would have won a game, but they got goal lead. Well, yeah, that is what happened. Canada got goal lead. They got goal lead by the United States. They got goal lead by Connor Hellebuyck. And yes, it was a defensive effort from the U.S., and they thought they would play a certain way, and they looked at all that firepower from Canada and thought they would play a structured defensive game. Well, for most of this, it didn't look like it was working out that well. But it didn't matter, because difference in this game, the U.S. had Connor Hellebuyck. And some of those stops, it wasn't just, breakaways that got shut down. And I always think about legacy. When, you know, I've been on for years after and hosted after the Super Bowl, and after a big moment like that, or the World Series, or on a Sunday night, maybe when the NBA Finals, Game 7, whatever it is, I've hosted after big games, big moments, over these past 18 plus years being here on WFAN. And I talk about legacy on nights like this. Whose legacy has been impacted the most? Whose legacy will be changed the most forever? How we remember them, the narrative, their career, their place in history. Whose legacy has changed? And that's your opening question, 888-808-1019. Whose legacies? How have legacies been changed? And there's still time. You can always change legacies for the better or the worse further, cement them one way or the other moving forward. But we'll talk about legacy And when we start with this game and just the big picture in terms of legacy, USA Hockey, men's and women's, and men's and women's impacted by the women winning a gold medal, the men winning a gold medal, all the children, girls and boys, watching both teams win in overtime against their rivals in Canada. And if the Knights think about it, the 1980 team, think about the legacy of that team that we still think about them today. And some of it was the miracle of it, the huge upset, the incredible upset over Team Canada that you just couldn't believe was happening. It was a different time and place. And if you weren't around then or weren't following old enough to remember things then, part of it also, let's face it, it was a round robin tournament. It wasn't a gold medal winning game that night in the same way, but at Lake Placid. But beating Team Canada, beating the Russian team at that point, the Soviets, the Soviet Union, 46 years ago, the Cold War, U.S. and the Soviet Union politically, and the Cold War, and it playing out that way. Unfortunately, right now, it's very different. It's not close to that. We don't have nearly the same situation. We should be best friends and have been best friends with Canada for so long, but right now there is some tension there. And so some of that's bubbling and playing out here a little bit. But in terms of that 1980 team and their legacy, what they spawned was a passion and interest in hockey in the United States of America, and a generation of athletic children growing up and deciding to play hockey. And suddenly, years later, 46 years later, we've had through the years players, people growing up getting involved in the game of hockey. And if that could happen in 1980, when it was a miracle to win, what happens after this team? What happens when it's no longer a miracle? When it's two pretty evenly matched teams that now have cemented what feels like a rivalry, and the Canadians in many ways have some better players, no doubt. They have a ton of skill, no doubt. But this was not a miracle upset. The U.S. team was really the most dominant team throughout this Olympic tournament. And get to the gold medal game, both in the semis, by the way, the U.S., U.S. and Canada, the having to, teams having to go to overtime, stress. Not for the U.S. in the semis, but with both teams having a game on the path that was an overtime game that you had to overcome some adversity. But these were the two best teams on a showdown, heading towards each other, facing off against each other. It felt inevitable, even with some of those tighter games against some of the some worthy other opponents, Sweden, some of these other teams that are really good. But it felt like these two teams, the U.S. and Canada, on a collision course. And finally there today, final game, 8 o'clock in the morning for all the whining about we had to wake up early. One of the benefits of the game being on so early, instead of oftentimes games like this, if we were programming for adults here in the United States of America, including West Coast time and everything, we would have made a game that would have started at 8 o'clock at night, and maybe it would be on late for children. And instead, look, for the West Coast, it was really too early. But for the East Coast, the Midwest, kids get up early. They certainly can. And so for a generation of children to watch this team, to see this team as heroes, what will that mean for the future of USA Hockey? And if more and more of some of our better athletes decide to play hockey? specifically in terms of legacy in this game. How about Matt Baldy with that incredible early goal in the first period? Just one of the more skilled goals you will ever see. A play where he flips the puck in the air, skating at full speed, accelerating into it, flips the puck into the air, and then taps it in the air ahead to himself and dekes out the goalie and gives the U.S. an early goal and a lead, 1-0, that in a game where for so much of it, it just felt like that second period, it felt like it was so hard. The Canadians felt like so much the better team for most of that second period, and finally they break through late in that second period to tie it up. But there is such a big difference without that Baldy goal, the U.S. having an early lead, and then at least the score being tied instead of the U.S. having to play from behind, which just, you know, could have felt impossible. And then think about the Hughes brothers. Quinn Hughes with that overtime game, the goal in overtime, and then in the gold medal game, Jack Hughes with the goal in overtime. And the Hughes brothers, the Tkachuk brothers. And Jack Hughes talked about this after the game, this sense of American hockey brotherhood from generation to generation, this appreciation going back to some of those 1980 team. But all through then, the generations of USA hockey, both the ones, this is our third gold medal, 1920, 1960, and now 46 years later, 2026, that, and the first one not on American soil, but one not on American soil, but this brotherhood and connection of USA hockey. And it was embodied in many ways, quite literally, with the Hughes brothers and the Tkachuk brothers. And Brock Nelson, three generations of gold medal winning hockey players in the same family. And so when you think of all of that in terms of legacy on the plus side of what we'll remember, I'm also struck by Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid, so far in his career, and he, a player, in many ways thought to be the heir apparent, the next great one. You know, if there is this connection of great Canadian hockey players, and we see a through line through history, and we thought that through line went to Connor McDavid, that he was the next great one. And so far, no Stanley Cup, no gold medal, no Olympic gold medal. And he did get that, you know, he scored the winning goal in the Four Nations Cup a year ago, a huge moment for him, felt like got some of that pressure, the monkey off his back type of pressure, but has not won. You know, the Oilers made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, lost in Game 7. Connor McDavid is now 29 years old. That's not ancient. That's not old. There is still, obviously very likely, barring an injury, you would expect him to be a big part of the Canadian Olympic team in 4 years. He'll be 33 years old at that point. There are still opportunities for him to win a Stanley Cup in his career. He was named MVP in the losing effort. Connor McDavid named MVP of the tournament, of the Olympic tournament. But you have to feel for him that it's an empty trophy in many ways. 2 goals, 11 assists, 13 total points at this Olympics in the 6 games. But he had that breakaway attempt and was stoned by Connor Hellebuyck. And whether he was, I don't want to say he was intimidated, but he didn't get off a great shot. And it reminded me, it did, of 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. McDavid won the Conn Smythe Trophy for MVP of the playoffs. And yet, the Oilers lost in 7 games to the Florida Panthers. And it's just legacy. You can't go down in history in Canada as being an all-time great if your resume does not include a Stanley Cup victory, does not include or an Olympic gold medal. So, in terms of legacy, that one's tough. And tough for these Canadian players. And now the crazy thing with this being this rivalry of USA and Canada and this hockey rivalry that, it kind of can't be a rivalry if one team wins all the time. And here it is, Team USA, both men's and women's, winning the gold. And for the men, obviously the first gold in 46 years. But now it's a full-blown rivalry, two best teams in the world. And now these players all heading back to their NHL teams. Some of them will be teammates with each other. Heading back, some of the American players, Team USA players, will head to franchises that are Canadian. Connor Hellebuyck will head back to Winnipeg. And, fans are used to rooting for these players, and in some cases they've rooted for them, in some cases they've rooted against them over the last couple of weeks. And some of the Canadian players coming back to franchises that are in the U.S. Interesting. Just part of the complexity of all of this. But the 1980 Miracle on Ice team from Lake Placid helped give birth to a new generation of U.S. hockey players. And now, the question is, what happens next? What will the inspiration be, the lasting impact be for the 2026 team in Milan? 888-808-1019. What's the impact? What's the legacy here? That's one question for you. Whose legacy changes the most? And also, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, should there be, I'm on the fence on this, I'll tell you, should there be a parade for our U.S. men's and women's gold medal winning hockey teams? Should there be a parade? I wish there could be. I don't know. We'll come back. We'll talk about that. 888-808-1019. You can also hit me up on X, Lori, L. Rubinson, WFAN. You can hit me up on Twitter on X. I'll read those comments out as well. By the way, I have 3 great guests for you coming up at 8 o'clock. I will be joined by EJ Raddick from NFL Network. And then later in the program, we'll talk some baseball. We'll do some NFL Combine. We got all that stuff planned for later, but we're starting strong with some hockey. Join the program. Give a call. Talk to Connor. We'll be right back.